Welcome to the Car Deal Advisor Podcast Show. The presenter of this show is Hugh Hedrick. Get ready for special motoring legends and great deals on your next set of wheels. So the five red lights have just gone out, and it's go, go, go.
Welcome to the Car Deal Advisor Podcast Show with me, Hugh Hedrick, and my very special guest, Andrew Dixon.
Hello again, Hugh.
You've made it back.
Now, this is my hat trick.
It is.
So it's my hat trick.
Hat trick. Yes, well, glad to see you've joined the family.
Yes. You know.
It's our, not quite our Christmas edition, but certainly we're almost near Christmas. And we've got some very interesting queries and questions and maybe even perhaps a competition for you, for all you motorsport fans.
Yes.
It's a packed show. We are going to talk about motor racing, Formula One, and the Jim Clark Rally, the new Jim Clark Room, and, of course, the best deals on sale in the UK with all these amazing pre-registered and new cars. What have you got, Andrew, for us?
Well, it's going to be good next year in Formula One. We've got four British drivers now. Hamilton, of course, George Russell for Williams, Alex Albon for Toro Rosso, and Lando Norris in McLaren. So at least we've got home interest again.
Yeah, four drivers is great.
For a while, it looked like
just one.
Just going to be one, and now we've got four. So can't ask for anything more.
Because I'm just trying to think, who was the last British driver to retire? Was it Jenson Button? Or was it there was somebody else, was it not?
Yes, it was...
There was Julian Palmer.
Julian Palmer,
that's
yes.
Right,
now, I reckon he should have been given another shot somewhere.
Yeah, he did do a lot better for Renault, actually. And I mean, his Renault was breaking down the whole time. He really did kind of live to the old advert of Renault. There's more to life with Renault, is there? Sitting at the side of the track with your car on fire, you know.
Which Ricardo's got to look forward to next year.
Yeah. Don't know how that's going to go, because Hülkenberg is very, very good. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of, although, I mean, so is Ricardo. But the Renault, I don't think it's, I mean, it's been okay.
Yeah.
Got a bit to go.
Is that the one that's going to be half a second better, they reckon, next year?
They reckon the Honda could be half a second better, or at least more.
We'll just have to wait till...
When the Toro Rosso is laughing.
It's not February next year yet, is it? It's still March.
It's February for testing, and then I think early March for...
Because it's getting earlier and earlier every year now.
21 races. Yeah. I remember when it was just 15, and it would end early October.
In the 60s, it was only 7 or 8.
Yeah. And I used to be so unhappy because at the end of the season, you think, I've got to wait until March. You know, until the next race, and it was months away.
Yeah,
but now it's barely 16. No, it's about 12 weeks.
Well, then next weekend we've got Formula E as well.
Yeah,
on the 15th.
It's quite good though, because now they're meaning you've always got something to watch on a Saturday.
The only problem is there's no British Formula E race.
Yeah, I'm very surprised they didn't. You think they could have used a short circuit at Silverstone or Brands Hatch
or Donington?
You know, because they've got the short circuit. Yeah, or Donington as well, isn't it?
Because
it's shorter now.
The Donington collection, that's it finished now.
What, have they closed the museum?
Closed it, Really? Everything's away.
That's breaking news.
Yeah.
Donington Museum is closed. Yeah. I went to that years ago, back in 1993.
It's all gone now. I can't remember the reason why, but it's a real
was
shame.
Was it Tom Ashcroft who owned it?
Wheatcroft, wasn't it? Yeah. But no, it's all gone. At the time when they were financing, getting the Grand Prix going, I think he sold a lot of the collection, so they were loaned.
Because they bought it back, didn't they? Because they had to kind of buy the track back.
The cars were loaned to Tom Wheatcroft, but that's the museum shut now, which is a real shame.
You don't hear as much about Donington as you used to.
No.
I know they still do touring cars, I think, there, don't they? But it's a real pity, because I mean, when I went to the Grand Prix there in 1993, it was the most incredible event.
Well, that was kind of the first British Grand Prix. Was it 37, 38?
Yeah.
Murray Walker was that?
I mean, it was a very short, I mean, in terms of it wasn't a very wide circuit. Right. But, you know, I mean, they reckon, what was it, the best lap ever at that Grand Prix was Senna coming from 7th to 1st.
That's Donington away now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that is something else, mind. Yeah. But, aye. Oh, well, so four drivers to look forward to. George Russell. Now, did George Russell, I think he won the Formula 2, did he not?
I believe he did, yes. Or was it Lando Norris?
No, it was definitely George Russell.
Right.
Yeah, Lando Norris, I think, was either second or third.
Right.
But George Russell
and
won it.
And next year we've also got the W Series, the women drivers. what are you going to say?
Yeah, the Formula Missile version. Did you see that horrendous crash?
Yeah, well,
the one in Macau.
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, that woman survived. She was out of the hospital, and it's miraculous. I mean, but it was like a missile. Mm-hmm, I mean, you see it in slow motion, and she's just flying across. Somehow, I don't know what. I hope the marshals. I know that some people were injured,
I think they're all fine.
Uh-huh. Haven't said anymore. But
it's Alex Wirtz who's going to be in charge of the W Series. Hopefully, that'll be a feeder series into Formula One.
I'm going to wonder how he kind of likes this. How do they qualify to get into
Well, you wonder.
It's
a wonder it's not Eddie Irvine.
It's like an old style James Hunt style thing.
The casting couch.
I know. Only on the Cardio Advisor podcast show will we get banned. You know? Oh, well, that's something. But yes, Formula W is going to be interesting just to see how it all works.
I don't know if it'll be on the BBC. I know Formula E is on the BBC this year again.
They're so biased. I mean, left wing, something they all want. It's all part of the diversity plans. It's bound to be on the BBC, isn't it? You know?
Might be ITV, you
never
know.
They'll be on like kind of Radio 1. Yeah. It'll be their first ever kind of sporting update.
it'll be interesting to see. Because there are up-and-coming Scottish female drivers as well. So that could be a good series for them to up their game.
Powered by fried Mars bars. You know, the Paisley Chippy. You know. Sorry, Sally, you're a bit too big to get into the cockpit, you know. But it should be quite fun, though. And, and it's like proper tracks and things like that. So, yeah, no, I mean, they are really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always remember now, it was... on the Sky TV now, what's his hat? Who does the pit lane? Oh, it's Kravitz.
Ted Kravitz.
Ted Kravitz. He's very, very good. Mm. And he once had to interview this Italian Formula 3 racer. She's very beautiful Italian woman. And she was talking about, and you could see he was totally distracted, and he didn't even know what to ask her. And all the other Sky TV presenters could see this, and they made fun of him completely because he basically said he was kind of turned into a yutz. It'd be something. So yeah, no, it's going to be. I'm sure a very interesting title.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens for the Miss Formula Missile title for next year.
Are they going to do reverse parking? I'll leave it there.
I don't know if semi-automatics can do that, can they? You know, beep beep. Oh, I didn't lose land, did I? Good thing they don't need the mirrors, mind you, isn't it?
Are they going for the shopping at half race distance? Or?
No, I didn't say that one. It's all done on Amazon now. But no, it should be quite fun. It should be quite fun. We're going to get some horrendous remarks at the end of this one. But I'm going to say, think of an email of a person you don't like, and we'll send all the comments their way.
Our lawyers are still in Abu Dhabi.
Well, they moved from Iran anyway. Right. So that was like, but no, that's the thing. So four new drivers for the Formula One, and I think actually, George Russell is going to Williams. And Lando Norris is going to McLaren. So that could be a real spicy thing because I think they're both going to do well. I have a feeling that George Russell might actually do better than Lando Norris because I think the Williams might do a bit better because he's got Kubica.
Two new drivers with Williams, Robert Kubica this year as well, which is a great return.
Almost unheard of, kind of miraculous return after about
but
7 years.
But then in the 50s we did have drivers with... one leg or one arm.
After the last accident, But, they decided to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But Fangio, was he not about 45 or something when he won one of his championships? Yeah. There's room for us. Yeah, we only need 2 years.
I'll have to learn to drive properly first.
Dramatic weight loss for me, certainly.
Christmas coming up, we've had it.
Too much turkey. I think my money's on the Williams to do a little bit better than McLaren next year. Because I think those two will be very, very close.
I hope we'll see during the testing, but I hope. They can't do any worse than this year, Williams.
But I thought Verstappen was very, very funny towards the end of the season because he was always getting penalties and crashing into all sorts of people. And he just hates all the stuff on the radio, isn't he? And he just expects the stewards to give him a penalty. And it was like, but I do quite like him because he's quite brash.
Yeah.
And he just kind of gets on with it. I think the Red Bulls could be good next year. I think they've been very, very strong in the second part of the season.
It'll be interesting to see how how many more points they'll get than Renault next year.
I do think. Although, see, mind you, Ricardo had such a terrible run with the with the Red Bull engines and stuff, didn't he? I think he just thought he'd had enough. So let's see. Well, that is our Formula One roundup for the evening. But we have a query and a competition for you. The Jim Clark Room in Dunn's is currently being rebuilt and expanded, and it's looking good, actually. At the moment, it's just a bit of a kind of crater where it used to be, but with a shell. But they're going to be, it's going to be built hopefully by kind of mid to autumn next year. I think they hope to have it all sorted out. But they are changing the name. Now, it's down to our wonderful listeners. What do you think the name's going to be?
We know. We've got insider information. We know what it's going to be.
Who did you hold at gunpoint?
Well, it was voluntarily given to me.
Wow. Yeah.
But
goodness.
Do any of the listeners want to guess what it's going to be?
Now, it'll still have Jim Clark, but that's all we can say. So, if you're interested in entering our competition, for which we know not yet what the prize might be, but by the way, by the end of the podcast, we'll have that sorted out. You can email us at podcast@cardioadvisor.co.uk, and we look forward to getting lots and lots of interesting names for the new room. Right, let's go to cars. Well, there are incredible new deals. In fact, actually, just before we go to cars, we're going to go for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. At cardioadvisor.co.uk, we can help you save thousands of pounds on your next new car or van. And we can also source second-hand cars as well. And we can save you money on car rental, whether it be in the UK and abroad. Just click our rental link on the website. And we'll give you a free gift if you trade in your car with We Buy Any Car using our special website link. So go to the website now and see how much you can save. And it's back to the show. Thanks for listening. And we're right back. Thank you for listening to the Cardio Advisor podcast show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest, Andrew Dixon.
Hello again.
Right, let's get to the cheap new deals. I bet people just couldn't wait. They were there with a notepad, and then we went to a commercial. Really nice. That's what ITV used to do during the Grand Prix, wasn't it? At the most exciting times. The first deal I wanted to tell you about was on the new Volkswagen T-Roc, which is actually quite a smart-looking car. And this was for an R-Line version, which had done about 1,500 miles. Should have been £27,000. They're not exactly cheap. But this one was less than £24,000 at £23,995. And that was a £3,000 saving. So for just 1,500 miles, and it was white, it was the R-Line turbo diesel, which is a nice car, 0 to 60 in about 8.6 seconds, averaging over 60 to the gallon, which is pretty good, and only £140 road tax. So it's one of the lowest emissions as well. And that was available at a Volkswagen dealer on the UK. Again, get in contact with us at cardioadvisor.co.uk, and we can give you all the details regarding that. The second car, which was, I thought, rather a good deal, and there's quite a few of them about, is the Renault Koleos. Now, the first Koleos was terrible.
Renault?
Awful. Yeah, oh yeah. Well, no, but this is a new one.
Right.
Now, this one is based really on a Nissan X-Trail, right. But it looks an awful lot better, and it's a full-size SUV. So all you mums out there who like to have a big SUV to take the kids to school in, this is a wonderful car to get. It's got full leather. It's the signature edition, four-wheel drive, automatic. This one had done 10,000 miles. But it was only £22,995. Now, that car cost over £36,000 new, which is an absolute bargain. So that is one, and there's plenty of them out. Just go into Auto Trader, or again, come through Cardio Advisor and we can source them for you. But there's lots of them around that kind of money. Between about 23 and 25 grand, there's quite a few. The third one is a what we call a personal contract hire deal, which is for the Mercedes A-Class A35 AMG. Now, this car costs nearly £40,000 plus if you were to buy it cash. But on a personal contract hire of 10,000 miles a year over 2 years, it's just £360 per month, including that. Now, there's a small initial deposit of roughly 9 payments. We can change that. We can go from as low as 3 payments, but then the monthly price goes up a bit. But for roughly £360 per month, including VAT, on a personal contract hire, so it just means that you stick to the mileage and in 2 years' time, you return the car back to the finance company. So you don't own the car at any point, but it's £360 a month for a car worth 40 grand. Oh, yes, forgot to say 0 to 60 in just 4.7 seconds. That's an ideal dad's gift for Christmas. if you can afford that one, I'm sure you'd be quite happy. So those are our three major deals of the week on the Cardio Advisor podcast show. Now, we're going to go to motoring gifts. What would you like for Christmas, Andrew?
I would like a Jim Clark autograph. I still haven't got one after all these years.
All right.
Yeah.
Nothing's come up for sale in any auctions or anything that you can...
Not that I could afford, no. I mean, a signature, a basic one is about 1,500 quid.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, now that's quite a bit.
So, no, there are some sources, so I'll have to work on them.
Aye.
Really this year I'm...
That would be the goal.
Yeah.
A signed autograph of something with Jim Clark on it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll keep a lookout and see what I can find. But we were thinking about motoring gifts and what you'd like for Christmas and things like that. Now, I got go-karting for Christmas
present. I haven't been go-karting since a time in Spain.
All right.
I think I came second and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. We went up to Knock Hill earlier this month and it was absolutely fantastic. Really, really good circuit. They give you a good intro as to how everything works. And the carts are excellent, really good fun. And when we were outside on the track, it's a proper outdoor track, it was just drying up. So it was mainly dry, but there were a few puddles here and there. So you had to be quite kind of careful in places. But it was great fun. And we got half an hour's worth for about 30 quid. So a pound a minute, which it is. I mean, motor racing isn't cheap.
No.
But it's not bad. But they're running them on LPG. And they were twin-engine go-karts at Knock Hill. And I have to say, I loved it. I thought it was brilliant.
I love the freedom of go-karting. It's just, have we any nearer here?
I think there used to be one in Edinburgh, but I'm not sure exactly where that is or if it's still going. They used to be the one at Gladsmere, but that closed, that was sold off. So Knock Hill is one of the nearest. There is one in Perth, and it does ones for juniors as well, which are under eight, I think, from between 4 and 8, they can drive there. I think there's one at Crail as well.
When we get Charter Hall off the ground, we could always start a karting school.
I had the most amazing dream of it. I met President Trump. He was over here visiting, and he says, "Would you like money for your racetrack at Charter Hall?"
Are you sure it was a dream?
No, he said he said that, and I said, I stupidly said in the dream. I said, I was going to raise the money myself. I don't know why on earth I said that. Because he just offered you money for your Formula One track and you stupidly said no. But thankfully that was just a dream. But imagine that. I have to admit, I was at Trump Turnberry over the weekend and it was brilliant. Absolutely great. But I don't know if that's where the ideas came from. But imagine that, getting money for it, getting that all sorted out. That would be something.
And off a president as well.
Absolutely. I thought, much prefer the money from him than I would have Clinton anyway. That's for sure. You know where the cash has come from, if it's come from her. The Clinton Foundation, then you know you're in trouble. But
it's probably coming from so many emails,
it's probably coming from Saudi Arabia or somewhere really dodgy, something to do with climate change or something, taking the money from a whole bunch of greenies. But and then it's used to build a Formula One track in another. In another country, that is straight out of the Clinton book, so I'm sure that would be something. Let's get back to the gifts, and I'm sure, is rally driving. You can do rally driving in a few centres throughout the UK. I think that's always a great gift, and it's great fun as well. And then, you can also do single seater experiences, they do that at Knock Hill and all over the country, at Rockingham and other places.
Have you been paid by Knock Hill for this one today?
No, I haven't, but I'm hoping they might give me a discount. Or at least pay my bail money. They do all of that. And there were some cracking deals. One of my friends was saying we should have done it because they had a Black Friday event and it was only £133. And you got the single-seater drive. You got a shot in the Honda Civic Type R. You then got the go-karting for half an hour.
And a cup of tea with Gordon Sheridan.
Well, yeah, exactly. Perhaps. The whole thing was videoed for £133. And I thought, actually, that's not bad. That's pretty good going, So
we're entering the advertising phase as of next programme. brought to you by Knock Hill.
Well, if there's anyone from Knock Hill listening, it's worth talking to your bosses and see what you can come up with. But and we've also got an idea that if you've got young drivers who are maybe 17, maybe just passed their driving test and you don't want them to crash your car, then we suggest that you get them onto a skid pan because that is genuinely a really good...
I actually, through work, went on a winter driving course recently. Now, our fleet's all going to electric by 2020. And so we sat through the course, and at the very end, someone said, look, all our vans are going to be electric in 2 years. Yeah. The instructor said, sorry, can't help. They're no good in winter driving.
All right, because in the snow, you're
being, you've just got one pedal, go or stop.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
You've no control.
Aye, because this one's like CVT gearbox, isn't it?
You've got an 80-mile range.
Yeah, so you're getting Nissans, are they the Nissan?
I think so. But seemingly they're not good for winter driving at all.
No, I don't think they're great for any.
No.
Yeah, they're not going to be seat of the pants driving.
No.
So they're getting rid of all their transit customs and everything else.
Yeah.
Cost them a fortune, mate. Because they'll lose a lot of money on.
And it's all a false economy. So thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I would stick with turbo diesel just now, especially for proper vans.
Year and a half, and that's them all gone.
Goodness me. Oh, well. But, time for a new job.
That's the enjoyment of driving gone.
Yeah, because, I mean, at least if you get a decent transit custom van or something, they're quite good, or even a Renault Traffic.
So it's not so good when you strip the gearbox.
I take it that's something you've done.
My workmate has, yeah.
that friend who wrote off the van and sent him on a trip, you know. But I know what I remember when I worked for a counselling company, or the caring company, and they went to company cars before we'd all used our own cars. And within about the first 2 weeks, they'd written off two cars.
Right.
And they were all quite, you know, expensive stuff for us, you know. But just shows you when you know, people you give them a company car.
The wee electric vans haven't the capacity. We take sofas and mattresses around and...
what are you going to do with that then?
I have no idea.
You can't get a Luton van that's electric.
No.
And it'll get about 10 miles and that'll be done.
I don't know what's going to happen.
You have to try and move a piano and something like that, and it's not going to happen.
Saw it in two and take it.
That's chipboard. My goodness, that's the thing. Well, and also, what about PS4? I think PS4s are very good. I like Gran Turismo Sport. It's a great game, and I think that can be a wonderful present if you like things like, if you've got, especially boys and girls who like their simulators.
And Super Mario Kart.
That's true. My voice is going here.
Right.
So that's one of the presents I think would make a really good one. And of course, when they go on Gran Turismo, they can watch YouTube and get really good at it. And in fact, many people have made a career out of not just making the videos, but then doing really well on the online racing. And they win, if they win the races and do really well, there's world championships that they have all year round. And they go to one was just held in Monaco a few weeks ago. And people from all over the world are taking part. So you could have offspring that could be phenomenal. I'm hoping my sons and daughters will be on that platform.
It is out on the Christmas list.
Yeah, exactly. So there we have it. Well, let's have a quick break and we'll be right back. For more information, go to cardoadvisor.co.uk and you can see all the special offers that we have on the website. And remember, we have our YouTube channel, at Hugh Hattrick, and also we have our podcast on Podbean, on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Anchor FM. And if you like what you hear, please like and subscribe to our shows, or you can donate every month for just a pound. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye bye. And welcome back to the Cardio Advisor podcast show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest, Andrew Dixon.
Hello again.
So, what have you got for us just now?
Well, there is a lot of rumblings now that the Jim Clark Rally should actually happen sometime next year.
Wow, because that's a turnaround.
Yeah, they've taken on board the findings of the fatal accident inquiry, and it's been found that it was an accident. But at least there'll be no implications, and Transport Scotland now have a survey to see what the implications will be for bringing back closed road racing.
Excellent.
So if people would like to go to the Transport Scotland link to go to the survey and make sure everyone involved in motorsport wants the rally back.
So it's to go on to Transport Scotland?
Transport Scotland, and I think there'll be a link there saying...
For closed road rallies. Probably put it in Google, I imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Closed road rallies in Scotland, they'll probably get we'll find it,
but hopefully... That there's been a lot of work done behind the scenes. I didn't think really it would be back next year, but hopefully it will be. The Jim Clark room hopefully will be open June or July, so hopefully they can tie in the same weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now that would be something, because mm-hmm. it's such a good event. Mm-hmm. So we need everyone, all our listeners, to go on to Transport Scotland mm-hmm. and find the closed road competition yeah. Link and to fill in your details mm-hmm. and make sure that you support mm-hmm. the closed road rally, because the Jim Clark, it is a huge amount mm-hmm. For the local area, and it is absolutely brilliant.
Now, Hugh, have you thought of a gift for this competition?
I have. It's a very, very special gift. Now, you're going to get a hint of this gift by looking at the logo on the podcast link. So when you downloaded the podcast, there was a special picture.
Is it a picture of us too?
Well, if you can do a Russian accent, yes. But I thought this picture really sums up for me what Formula One is all about. Of course, it's the picture from the Russian Grand Prix of Vladimir Putin talking to Bernie Ecclestone, two big power brokers, one the president of Russia, one the former president of F1.
And they just happened to have a wee hint of Dixon and Hattrick as well.
Yes, I think we're as powerful as them, aren't we?
Well, we do kind of resemble them.
So I've got it on a canvas, and it's up, sitting up on my wall mm-hmm. here. So that picture on a canvas could be going to your house.
If you think of what the Jim Clark Room is going to be called as of next year.
Yes. And it has got the words Jim Clark mm-hmm. in it. So it says the other words that we need. Yep. And everything needs
Nothing
to be
room,
family
please.
Orientated. So there you have it. This week's show of the Cardio Advisor podcast show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest, Andrew Dixon. I think, is that all from you?
I think that's about it, yeah.
And it's all from me. So, safe driving, and we'll see you very soon.
We're going to hopefully do a festive edition as well, just before Christmas.
Of course, in a week or two's time. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. There you have it. We'll speak to you all soon, so drive carefully, and bye just now.
Bye now.